And it's just, it's amazing to see how the community pulls together and comes in and works the fish fry shack where we serve the food, the potato salad, and so on and so forth. You know, ever since 1921, this has been going on. So that's the first year that it actually went down with the flood. And that's how they became the fish fry, was there were all the community people helping each other that was flooded out in 1921.
And speak to kind of the tradition of the fried fish and the fried chicken and why that's such a big deal, you think?
Well, it's because obviously we live right on the Mississippi River, and that's one of the cheapest foods that you can fix up to feed people was fish and chicken, because a lot of the farmers had chicken, and obviously everybody's got a fishing pole, so that's how they was really brought about. It was just fish for a long time. And then a lot of people obviously complained about, you know, not being able to just eat fish. So we give them a half a chicken. So they get a whole quarter sized chicken. They get the leg, the thigh, the breast, and it's quite a meal. And this year with the fish, because of COVID last year, we only did the fillets. So we are going to try half fillets and then probably another 250 pounds of whole catfish. So if you prefer to have whole catfish, you better be first in line.
Basically, I'm assuming the proceeds kind of are self-sustaining. You put it back into the fish fry each year so you can have it?
Yeah, is what we use the fish fry account for, Jim, is that's what pays for our citywide Halloween parties that we have at the park, because we, you know, have hot dogs, potato chips and stuff, and we don't charge anybody. So that raises funds for that. It raises funds for our Easter egg hunt that we don't charge the community for. And these are huge events, mind you. I mean, you're talking anywhere upwards from 30 to 50 kids at each event. And it also pays for, you know, helps fire department out as well. And just basically community gatherings. And that's what this money's used for. Of course, you know, to sustain it for the following year for the fish fry.
All right. And then, so you have fireworks, right, along the Mississippi at dusk. And I know, like, the parade Saturday. So those are two of the bigger things?
Yes, they are. We'll have a band on Friday night. We'll kick it off with a band on Friday night in the Fish Fry Park at the Pavilion. And then we'll have a band Saturday night that kicks it off as well, along with the fireworks at dusk. And the parade starts at 10, and we'll have kids' games. We'll have jumpies there for the kids to play around in. And it's just a full day of events that goes on all day long.